Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Goody Rosen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Voisel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rickard for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marshall. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyzell fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 1 in the game. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Voisel moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Waitkus moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blattner strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi now catching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voisel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges strikes out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive towards third. Rigney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blattner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Voisel covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Mize reaches second base with a double. Johnny Rucker pinch runs for Johnny Mize. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goody Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rucker scores. Rosen moves to third. Rigney moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Young now playing first base. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.